if you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say the good old days.
We ought to go back to the good old days.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, blank were the good old days.
Good was the good old days.
If somebody asked, was it you that I saw in town yesterday, you might say no.
I said no, it wasn't me.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
apparent, no, she would take it along as... for matching piece.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes salesmen might leave things on doorsteps around town or in mailboxes. Mm-hmm. Maybe a miniature tube of toothpaste or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that would be
a sample.
If she sees a dress that she likes very much and it's very becoming, she says, that's a very
pretty dress.
Something you might wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
To sign your name in ink, you would use a...
ballpoint on egg pen.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you would use a...
pen, or they got tapes now they use.
A long time ago, there was a kind of roof on houses that if the rain hit it, it made a whole lot of noise.
10. Usually made out of galvanized tin.
And a dime is worth?
10 cents.
What would you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
An overcoat.
What would a suit be made out of?
Now, Dacron, wool, and some of the other synthetics mixed, but back further it was wool and what they called shark skins and all like that in further back time, but most of them was wool.
What were different styles of suits that were pretty popular, say around 1930s?
One just about like they're wearing now. Mm-hmm. Bell-bottom trousers.
Mm-hmm. I guess wide lapels.
Well, they had wide lapels, and they got a reversible vest along with them and mm-hmm. like that. And then you come up with the one they went just opposite with the zoot suit.
Yeah.
Which would come in at the bottom. It had a 19 inches or something like that at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And the knees was out, and the big coat and wide lapels and everything. Usually they were double-breasted.
What would the parts of a suit be?
Your pants, your coat, and if you're going to use a vest. Now, you want to know what part of those, the pockets, and the fly on your trousers, and you would have on your coat, you would have your sleeves, lapel, and... well, your buttons, your zippers on trousers. A long time ago, they put buttons on trousers.
Mm-hmm. What would you wear if you were working in the garden or around the house or something?
Usually, kind of like a dungaree setup, usually.
If, suppose that you come home from work and your wife said about a package lying there,